Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of April, 2021, Tuesday morning, all the way through the Bible. We see sovereign God. It's true that the word sovereignty is not found in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. But just because the word sovereign isn't found in the Bible doesn't mean God is not. And just because the word absolute is not found in the Bible doesn't mean that God is not absolute. We find all the way through Scripture the absolute sovereignty of God. We find that God is victorious in everything he sets out to do. God's supremacy is certain. God's attributes are found throughout his word, including the Psalms in a magnificent way. Bible tells us the wicked were created for the day of evil. The absolute sovereignty of God is very much proclaimed in the 9th chapter of Romans, which is probably one of the most hated chapters in the Bible. God has chosen his elect before creation. He's called them out from the world. He's shown them everlasting kindness and mercy. Water thirsty, food for the hungry, quickened by the Holy Spirit of God. There's none that seeketh after God. According to the Scripture, none that seeketh after God. And all the way through Scripture, we find God's absolute sovereignty. Jeremiah shows his God's electing love when he said, while he was yet in his mother's womb, God knew him. Ezekiel shows God's sovereignty within the valley of the dry bones. Daniel, the chosen prophet of God, reveals God's sovereignties in dreams to kings. Amos, with his important question, reveals God's sovereignty when he says, is there evil in the city, and the Lord hath not done it? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. God's absolute sovereignty is shown with Zacchaeus, who climbed up in the sycamore tree, and Jesus came by and said, come down, Zacchaeus, today I must abide at thy house. The Gospel of John shows God's sovereignty as the shepherd over the sheep. The blind see, the deaf hear, when the blind eyes are opened and the deaf ears are opened by God himself. John 17:2 says that Christ has given him power over all flesh. The golden chain of salvation shows us from Romans 8:28-39. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. The golden chain of salvation. God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. The doctrine of predestination shows the absolute sovereignty of God in the first and second chapter of Ephesians. Well, book of Revelation proclaims that he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So just because a word is not in the Bible, whether it's sovereignty or absolute, doesn't mean that it is not the case. God is absolutely sovereign over all things. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.